I want to thank FK and John and Jerry for the opportunity to talk about Rubrik, which is it's a startup. It's brand new, and it's an independent peer review service. And so I hope to tell you why we're doing an independent peer review service, how it works, and how you as publishers can take advantage of it, which will be a free service to your editors. So, okay, deep breath. Okay, three things about Rubrik I want you to remember at the end. One, we are a for-benefit business focused on maximizing impact. We're not a publisher. And really, our goal is all about time. And I'll talk about time, but really we're trying to put time back into science by developing Rubrik. So by and large, what researchers tell us is that this is still the goal, right? They want to get published in the best journal they can, but they also keep saying the best journal possible as quickly as possible. So there is this prestige to time ratio, I call it, that is embedded in every decision they make about where they submit their research. And as a result, you get these journal loops. You know, you submit high, a little bit out of your range, you get rejected, and you keep going down. And it's not a matter of if you get accepted. Typically, you get published. It just takes a lot of time, and there's a lot of pain involved in this. And that pain is not just individual pain. That pain is collective pain. And we have references in math. It's very simple. That add up to this. This is the amount of time reviewers spend on rejected reviews every year just in English language STM journals. It's a massive amount of time. So our approach is to not get radical. We want to meet the research community and the publishing community where you are right now and create a solution for this. Double-blind peer review, independent from the journal, in a standard way. And we think that is the key to really speeding up and reducing journal loops. So we've developed our rubric, and the rubric is based on the quality of research, quality of presentation, and novelty and interest. And we develop those rubrics, find three reviewers, double blind, and we create a new metric called the R score. We also need to speed up the process, to John's point. We have to rethink how we deal with reviewers, how we create the carrots to do things quickly, because if we want to reduce loops, we have to do it quickly and create a match very quickly. So we're rethinking how we deal with reviewers, how we create compensation models, and so forth. This does not replace your peer review. Whenever I talk about independent peer review, it's the first thing people get very defensive about. We are not replacing the peer review you do in the journals, unless you want it to. So I'll add that there, because there's different ways to look at how Rubrik could work. How it works is this. An author comes to us, they pay for an independent peer review. We do a number of things. We do authenticate, we do some of the conflict of interest checks. We actually will get an R-score report. We hope to do that in 1 to 2 weeks. We can create data-driven journal recommendations based on that information. And then at that point, the author has a choice. They can go improve the paper and submit it to a journal, or they can broadcast it into what we call the Rubrik network at that point, which is option four there. And so we see this model working in different ways depending on the type of publisher and the type of peer review model you have. I'm not going to talk about green open access, that's fairly straightforward, but if you're a traditional journal and you have your own editorial accept and reject standard, there's one way, and if you're a gold, mega gold open access journal, there's a different way. So traditional journals can come into Rubrik, they can create up accounts, they can create profiles for the types of paper they're looking for, they can tell authors the kinds of papers they're looking for, and then they can find matches and alerts, and they can browse papers that have been broadcasted. If they find something of interest, they can indicate to the author, hey, I'm really interested in that paper. Consider us for submission. Right? So again, we're trying to reduce the number of loops that happen. And we feel like if a journal is coming to the author, there's a high probability they will submit. For open access journals that have that valid science stamp for publication, it's slightly different. We feel like Rubrik, with our own algorithms and scoring methods, can work with a publisher and decide what is valid science straight from Rubrik, which would speed the process straight to publishing. A ton of benefits in this model. So authors have more choice, they have a faster path to publication, it's transparent, they feel like they can do something quick and have unbiased reviews and not burn any bridges when they're submitting to that first journal to get good feedback back. Reviewers have really collective benefits here. This could reduce reviewer fatigue. It could really allow editors to pick reviewers that they want to use more explicitly. It's a consistent, great approach for reviewing papers. And we actually think this is a great tool for editors to actually increase the competitiveness of a journal. Pick better papers, decide what papers go through full peer review. We can supplement the peer review you do with our own approach. So where are we today? We've launched a beta site, and as of this morning, we're taking papers in three different subject areas. We're working actively with 5 different publishers to validate the scorecard and really feel like we can create a tool that editors will love, because that's the goal here. And I had to add one slide here, because we got a great team back in Durham, North Carolina. Most of these folks that are on Rubrik are former researchers, they're scientists, and they are just passionate about making a big difference in the industry. So check us out, rubrik.com. Thanks.